The views and opinions expressed on this program are not those of the station, but of the sponsor, the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
Welcome back to the Chamber Connection. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, on a warm Chamber of Commerce type of day as we are back in school and got the kiddos off. But we are joined today, have a special guest. Rachel Gillette is the president of the Studer Community Institute. She joins this morning. Rachel, welcome to the Chamber Connection.
Well, thank you, Todd. I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. So let's jump right in and tell us about your background and what you do at the Studer Community Institute.
Well, yeah. So I have this passion. I've always had it. We were talking about what we wanted to do as kids earlier, Todd, and for helping others. And so my background in the UK, which is where I'm from, your listeners may get that slightly different accent than maybe they're used to hearing. But yeah, so I was a barrister for 10 years in the UK before moving to Pensacola. And in that position, it was really, you know, you're dealing with people who are at the worst point in their lives.
Right.
They're going through something, whatever it is, and my goal was to help them through those times. And coming to Pensacola, it was a kind of a culture shock, different from where I was in Liverpool and Manchester, very cosmopolitan. And then Pensacola in 2002 wasn't like it is today.
Right.
But I was determined to get plugged in and get to know the people and be part of the community. And what's great about Pensacola is the community is so welcoming. And if you're interested in them, people are interested in you. So I just really wanted to get plugged in and found a niche in helping others through nonprofits. I was with the Ronald McDonald House and then Pensacola Young Professionals. And that's when Quint was really taking off with the Studer Group and having this vision for what was going on. And so I was like, yeah, I got it. I knew what that vision was because I had seen it happen in Liverpool, where I'm from, a very sort of distressed downtown. And then public-private investment had really re-energized the city and had regrown downtown. And Quint had the vision for that in Pensacola. And it's like, yes, yeah. I want to be part of that.
Right.
So yeah, when he started the Institute, I saw the opportunity to kind of my passion for helping others, for helping businesses grow, and then for really trying to build this vibrant community, which is what Quint was trying to do. So just a dream come true, really. Tom.
Right, right. So yeah, I mean, because when you talk about Studer Community Institute or SCI,
yeah.
we may say that a few times, but I mean, it really is about the community and growing and making sure that our businesses thrive, that our people are doing well, and like you say, like downtown and those sorts of things are addressed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, talk about kind of the mission of SCI and what your vision is for the future.
It's exactly that, Todd. Yeah, it's about the people. It's about the community. It's about giving everybody the best chance to succeed they can, whether they're kids, getting them ready for kindergarten. That's part of the mission of Studer Community Institute, SCI, so that they can have the best chance of succeeding at school, graduating from high school, either staying here or maybe going off to college somewhere else, like I know some of your kids are thinking about, Todd, but hopefully coming back, because we have this place where they can have a great job and that they can really feel like they belong to a vibrant community. And so everything that we do, the team, they're absolutely amazing. The mission of improving the quality of life for people, that's what drives us. And so various different things, we've touched on them, Todd, through the early brain development, getting your kids ready for kindergarten, the community, the Civicon talks that we do, bringing outside experts in to talk about what makes a community great, and then the business leadership and entrepreneurship, where we're helping to businesses to get started, attracting businesses here, helping them grow, and then helping our existing business community, many of whom are Chamber members, helping them grow.
Yeah, exactly. So talk about that. Expand on that a little bit. What types of services do you provide for businesses? And I know you have a focus on entrepreneurship and small business.
Yeah, and that came later. Initially, we were working with businesses that were already established and saying, how can we help you grow? And you know, people look at what Quint's done and they're like, what's the secret sauce? How are you so successful with every business that you get into? And honestly, it's not secret sauce. That's what we're doing with SCI. It's like, we want to help you. If you own a business, if you want to start a business, you're growing your business, you're an employee, it's like, let us give you the secret sauce. And that comes from all of the mentoring programs that we do. We have various different mentorship type programs where we'll bring a business owner or leader in and really kind of coach them and get into their business and look to see how they can grow that. And then we have our training programs where we do symposiums on a regular basis. And again, we always look to outside experts in these skills that they're non-industry specific. We're not training on specific industry skills, but things like communication and teamwork and dealing with change and all the things that we're going through in this crazy world at the moment. We have these tried and tested ways of doing things that can make you successful. And we know, because Quint's done it in the healthcare industry, we're doing it at Student Community Institute and at the baseball and at Bodacious, and now we're teaching others in the community how to be successful in their business.
Right. And so we had someone from G Beta on a couple of weeks ago talk about entrepreneurship. Talk about that ecosystem and how that's developed. It's really grown in the last few years.
It really has. And that started a few years ago, and I was part of that grassroots effort with Florida West and Pat Rooney and CoLab and the Chamber and others to say, okay, what does that look like? We always like to diagnose before we treat it, SCI. That's one of Quint's, you know, things. So what does the entrepreneurial ecosystem look like in Pensacola? Where are the things that are working well and where are the gaps? So that's what we worked on for a few years with that group. And then we found that there were some gaps, and that's why we started the spring to say, okay, well, let's fill those gaps. Let's be the door, you know, the place where people can come, the hotline to help that we're saying entrepreneurship starts here at the spring. And come, you know, come to us if you're sort of lost in the maze of where to go, what to do, because there's tremendous services there from, you know, the SBDC and Florida West and so on. But people just don't know where to go, where to start. So that's what we're doing a lot of, is triaging people in the right direction. We have some co-working space available where we're able to bring people in and help them get started. And then a tremendous amount of acceleration type mentorship programs as well for those early stage and then high growth businesses in our community.
Right. And it goes back to something you were talking about earlier, is building that community, that quality of life that, you know, attracts entrepreneurs or keeps entrepreneurs here. But also, like, you know, we were talking about before we came on the air, I have three children in high school. They're all going to go to college soon. You know, hopefully they go somewhere, but when they finish, they can look back at Pensacola and say, that's an option for me.
100%. And that's why we need everybody in the community on this mission with us, because it's not just about, oh, I'm a business owner or I've got a kid in kindergarten. You somehow this affects us all. In one way or another, it's going to help us enjoy our quality of life by having a vibrant downtown, and then we can spread that east and west and north. We can attract businesses here, keeping the businesses here successful and not going out of business. I mean, I remember back in 2002, you know, Palafox in Maine was really at 5 o'clock, there was nothing, and there was lots of empty businesses. And so, yeah, it's about being able to make it a place where people want to live, where they want to raise their children, where the schools are good enough for them to say, yeah, this is a place I'll stay, or I'll move here, or if I've left and gone to college, then I'm going to come back because Pensacola is my home and it's this great community and there's great opportunities for me there. That's our entire focus at SCI.
Right, right. Now, looking at SCI's website, you've got a tremendous team that that you get to lead. Talk about some of the folks on your team.
Thank you for the opportunity to brag on them, Todd, because they are amazing. And when I took this role as president, it was just an honor because we have such a great team in place with very diverse backgrounds, incredible talent, and so passionate. So it's just to work with them every day on these different areas, these different projects that we're doing. It's just amazing. So small team focused on the early brain development, getting brain bags to every mom, every dad in the hospitals in Pensacola, making sure that we're helping them grow their baby's brains. And then working with the more vulnerable of those families, doing parent outreach. Then we've got Terry and Civicon and that team who's looking around the country saying, okay, well, what's happening, you know, in Texas, or what's happening in Tennessee, or what's happening in New York State? And what can we learn from them so we're not reinventing the wheel? And so we bring those experts in. And Terry's just so knowledgeable with his background focused on that. And then the leadership development team and the spring running these mentorship programs and trainings and building these symposiums. And then, of course, our big conference, EntreCon. Entrepreneurship, business, leadership, community, that's happening in November.
Right. Yeah. So let's talk about EntreCon. You got your EntreCon cup here.
Yes.
And I know you're always working on that because that is such a huge event. And I'm sure as soon as you wrap up 1 year, you're on to the next immediately. So
yeah,
talk about what we're in store for
this
November.
Absolutely. Gosh. Well, our theme is the big reset because we did start working on it right away at the end of last year. And we were thinking, gosh, we'll all be resetting to this new way of work. I will honestly say that I think we thought that we would be further out of the pandemic by now, and especially by November. And the reality is that we're not. But we are going to be addressing that with all of the topics that we've got. We're going to be talking about diversity. We're talking about how can we be resilient, and what we've been going through with this stress and how it's turned into trauma, and how we can deal with that in the workplace and with our workforce. And we're going to be talking about happiness at work, and can we be happy, and should we be happy? And the answer is yes.
Right.
Because we spend so much time there that, you know, gosh, it really shouldn't suck the life out of us. But there are ways of doing that. So we got a ton of great speakers. We always line up our keynotes first because we know that's what people look forward to. So again, we've got some great keynote speakers lined up. Don Yeager is one of them. We were talking about him earlier. He's going to be bringing how great teams work and kind of looking at what, you know, everything that he knows in sports, and bringing that to how we can use that in the workplace. We've got Stella Grisant, who's going to be talking about this happiness.
Right.
And really the science behind it and why it works for teams and so on. We're going to be looking at all of the different generations in the workforce and how they like to work differently, and how we need to look at how we're running our businesses, whether it's retail or hospitality or manufacturing or whatever it is. We're just going to have to do things differently because of A, the pandemic, and then B, all these different generations that we've got in the workforce that want things done differently and communicated differently, and different work-life balance. And I think that's really big, Todd, for businesses and for people coming through this pandemic. There's been a lot of reassessment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do I want from life, and is this job really meaningful to me, and do I feel like that I belong to something that's really making a difference and doing something worthwhile? And that's not something that business have really thought about in the past.
Right.
It's sort of making something or producing something, or, you know, bottom line. And we talked about great customer service, but this sense of belonging to something important and different is a really big focus for everybody in the workforce, but particularly, you know, Gen X, Gen Y, Gen Z, being part of that something bigger than just getting a paycheck at the end of each week.
Yeah, and you're right. The pandemic has really had an impact, whether it's people now wanting to say, I want to start my own business, I want to be my own boss, or, you know, what we're seeing with worker shortages. You know, it really puts the worker in a better position. They can, you know, kind of structure things how they want.
Yes.
And it puts it, it's incumbent on managers and owners to, you know, to react to that.
That's
and,
right.
And be proactive in trying to create that environment that, that'll attract that worker.
Yeah, and that's a really interesting point, Todd, because there we're talking about change. And change can be hard for a lot of people. And it's like, well, gosh, we've been through all this change that's been forced on us because of the pandemic. And I'm just ready to go back to the way it was before.
I just want quote unquote normal.
Normal.
Again.
And right. The reality is that it's not going to be normal because people are thinking differently and making different choices. And I think that's why I was trying to figure out, why aren't people, why is this worker shortage? Like, where are they all?
Right.
You know, where is everybody? Where did they go? But I think people, like you said, there's a lot of people that maybe have opted to take that side hustle and really focus on it and turn it into a viable business. So a lot of the services that we're providing at SCI, we're helping those people really think about, well, what does a business plan look like, and what do I my finances need to look like, and, you know, what's the customer experience that I'm going to be providing. So those are a lot of the people. And then I think, yes, there are people some still just sort of reassessing, well, what do I want for my job? Or if I'm running a business, what do I want that to look like, and how am I going to make it successful? So that's why, and that's hard. And so we need help regardless of what level we're at, whether in the C-suite with a business owner or we're an employee on the front lines. We need help to deal with all those things. And that's what we do with the training and with the conference, and we have discussions and brainstorm and roundtable, and be interesting, you know, as we continue through the rest of this year and into next year, thinking what that's going to look like for the business community.
Right, and it goes to the email that Quint sent out this morning, the weird world of the workplace.
Yeah.
I love the alliteration, but because it is weird. And weird is the word that I keep using for this entire situation. It's just weird.
It is just weird.
And
yeah.
Like you said, you know, there is no normal now. It's you know, how do we deal with it? What do we do moving forward?
Yeah. And everybody's experience is different. That's another piece of it. You know, we think we're experiencing it a certain way, and somebody else, their lived experience is different, and they're experiencing it a different way. So we're going to be looking at that too in terms of our work with diversity, equity, and inclusion, and how can we make sure that we're being inclusive and looking at everybody's experience and helping everybody regardless of what situation they're in. And kind of sharing those experiences of weirdness.
Right.
And saying, okay, cool, what can we learn from that? How can we not only just deal with this change to survive? Because I know from a lot of the businesses that we were working with last year, it was a question of, okay, well, we'll just get through it, right? We'll just survive, and we'll get through it to the end of, you know, last year, and then, oh gosh, it's not going away. Well, we're hopeful it's spring, it's summer, early stages, you know, by fall, we'll be through and we can go back to normal and everything will be okay. And we're realizing that that's not the case.
Right.
So we've got to realize the situation that we're in and work together as a community, as a whole. Chamber of Commerce, Florida West, you know, us, all those different entities, the colleges and individuals, you know, City Council and the you know, everybody, this public private that I talked about before, needs to be involved in these conversations and finding solutions so as a community we can really make a difference, because everybody wants this, you know, this goal, this mission of improving the quality of life and having a really vibrant community. But if we're not intentional about it, it's not going to happen.
Right.
So having these conversations is really important.
Yeah. And that's something that's struck me. So I've worked at the Chamber a little over 6 years now. And when I first started, you know, there wasn't a lot of community civic conversation, and, you know, government, local government would do things and maybe some people would show up, but like you say, it wasn't intentional. It was just, here's my, you know, 2 cents. But in the last, you know, 5+ years, seeing with CivicCon and seeing with, you know, more groups sort of coming to the table and bringing their ideas and being vocal about what's happening in our community, I think it's been a very positive thing. Obviously, we still have a ways to go to get more engagement and get more people at the table. But in my opinion, it's come a long way, and I know CivicCon has had a great deal to do with that. So I know Terry, you mentioned Terry Horn heads that up. What are some of the focus of CivicCon right now?
Yeah, I agree with you on all the things that you've said there, Todd. You know, we have come a long way. There were very much sort of siloed situation with people saying, okay, well, you know, this is what I do, don't get in my lane,
right.
You know. Now that we have started to say, well, how can we collaborate on these things? And that's really important if we're going to be successful, and we need more of it. We're not there. We need more collaboration and working together in all these different pieces of the community. So a key piece of that, and you asked what the spring is focused on, homelessness has always been an issue in this community. And so that was a big focus with the spring. We brought in people from the Lotus group, which we saw was working, a proven way of really doing something about homelessness. And okay, well, let's see, can we do that here? And you know, we've got Connie Bookman, who's now heading up the effort from Pathways for Change, tremendous woman. And so she is not only taking what the Lotus Project have done and using some of that to implement here in Pensacola, but again, bringing in different agencies, and she's coordinating that effort to say, how can we collaborate to find a solution? And it's only through collaboration of the different agencies that we can really make some inroads into what's a very tough problem. And it's that approach that works.
Right.
And we really need to do more of it with all of the different things that we've got going on in the community.
Right. And you mentioned it earlier. I mean, you're looking at other communities, what they've done. I mean, there's really nothing new out, you know. There's a solution out there. It's often just reaching out and finding it and bringing it to our community. But again, to your point, having those key stakeholders working together, moving in the same direction to address these problems.
And being educated about them, Todd, you know, and that's why we need our, you know, our city council coming to CivicCon, these free events and learning, and we need our commissioners coming, and we need these conversations to happen. Because being educated about the solutions that are out there that are working in other communities, instead of just sitting here scratching our heads and saying, well, it's too hard, we don't know what to do
right,
about it, right?
Right.
We know it's hard, but when you see things that are working around the country, we should be willing to invest the time and the effort and open our eyes and ears and be willing to listen and learn and then have the conversations.
Absolutely. So we've got a couple minutes left. Tell us how to find more information about the programs and classes and things that that y'all offer and how they can sign up.
Well, we have so much going on. Like I said, whether you're a mom or a dad, you've got a kid in kindergarten or even getting ready for kindergarten, whether you're a business owner or leader or a member of the community who just wants to learn more, studeri.org is where you need to go. Studer and then the letter i.org. And you'll find all of our information, all of our emails, our phone numbers, everything's on there. And then all the information about the different programs that we have. And if you get confused, just give us a call and tell us what you need. We're the hotline to help,
right?
Regardless of what it is. And so, you know, we love to hear from people, and we love working with organizations and businesses and the chamber. We've developed this really great partnership that we're grateful for. So a lot of, you know, tough times, but exciting times too.
Yes, and I'm appreciative of the relationship that we have, that we're able to collaborate on things, and we'll continue that moving forward, because it is important, again, that we're all moving in the same direction, that we all understand what we're trying to accomplish, and we're not going to get there if we don't all work together.
Yeah, and your leadership of the chamber, Todd, I, you know, want to compliment you on that.
Thank you.
You have a great board, and I think what you've really done is been willing to listen and been willing to collaborate with people and look at, you know, what we need to do as a community. So
yeah,
it's great working with you.
No, I appreciate it. Likewise. Again, Rachel Gillette, president of the Studer Community Institute. Thank you for your time today and insights. That's great stuff. Again, it's studeri.org. That's Studer and the letter I.org. If you want more information about all of their offerings, they've got a lot going on, so check them out. And as always, really appreciate y'all tuning in. Be careful out there. If you have not been vaccinated yet, highly recommend to do that. Please talk to your doctor, get all the information, but that's the best way we're going to get back to the things that we want to do. So encourage you to do that, and we will catch you next time on the Chamber Connection.